Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Manappuram Finance Q2 and FY earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now would like to hand over the call to Mr. Abhijit Tibrewal from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. I am Abhijit Tibrewal from Motilal Oswal, and it is our pleasure to welcome you all to this conference call. Thank you very much for joining us for the Manappuram Finance call to discuss their Q2 FY26 earnings. To discuss the company's earnings, I am pleased to welcome Mr. VP Nandakumar, CMD, Dr. Sumitha Nandan, Executive Director, Mr. Deepak Reddy, CEO, Ms. Bindu A. L., CFO, Mr. Raju Narayanan, Business Head, Mr. Manoj Pasangha, Co-CEO, Asirvad Microfinance, Dr. Roy Varghese, Co-CEO, Asirvad Microfinance, Mr. Rajesh Namboodiripad, CFO, Asirvad Microfinance, Mr. Kamal Parmar, Head Vehicle and Equipment Finance, Mr. Suveen P. S., CEO, Manappuram Home Finance, and Mr. Robin Karuvely, CFO, Manappuram Home Finance. We will start the call with Mr. Nandakumar, who will share his view on the macroeconomic environment and the financial highlights for the company, followed by Mr. Deepak Reddy, CEO, who will share his thoughts and priorities for the company, followed by Ms. Bindu, who will cover the financial performance of the company in greater detail. Post that, we will open the floor for a Q&A with the participants on this call. With that introduction, I now hand the call over to Mr. Nandakumar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhijit. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a privilege to be with you this evening for our Q2 FY25-26 earnings conference call. Your continued engagement and insightful observations help us assess our progress, sharpen our strategic focus, and reinforce our shared vision for sustainable growth. As Chairman and Managing Director of Manappuram Finance Limited, I am pleased to present an overview of our performance for the second quarter, along with perspectives on our strategic direction, macroeconomic outlook. India's macroeconomic outlook remains robust, driven by strong domestic demand, steady policy support, and ongoing structural reforms. GDP growth is projected at 0.5%-6.6% in FY26, supported by resilient consumption, infrastructure investment, and a broad-based revival in manufacturing. The recent GST reforms, including rate rationalization and improved credit flow, are further boosting consumption and will pave room for capital investments. Headline inflation has moderated to 1.5%. Rising gold prices warrant close monitoring. Despite external headwinds from global tariffs and rupee volatility, India's domestic growth momentum, robust forex reserves, sound banking balance sheets underpin economic resilience and investor confidence. Within the BFSI sector, there is an increasing recognition of the role of NBFCs in enhancing penetration of the financial landscape. For consolidated net profit for Q2 FY26, increased to 217 crore from 132 crore for Q1 FY26. the reduction in the losses of our microfinance subsidiary helped us report a higher consolidated profits. Consolidated assets under management stands at 45,789.42 crores as on 30th September 2025, representing quarter-on-quarter growth of 3.4%. Consolidated gold loan AUM stands at 31,505 crores as on 30th September 2025, up by 29.3% year-on-year. Share of gold loan in our consolidated AUM increased to 69% in Q2 FY26 as against 53% in Q2 FY25, quarter one and quarter two FY25. The gold loan business continues to be primary driver for our growth. AUM per branch has increased, supported by strong collateral base and improved customer retention. We continue to strengthen our loan-to-value management framework and uphold rigorous gold appraisal standards, ensuring prudence in lending and stability in asset quality. Our microfinance subsidiary, Asirvad Microfinance, reported an AUM of 6,165 crores, including gold loan portfolio 1,269 crores. Microfinance portfolio registered a year-on-year decline of 56%. The board declared an interim dividend of 50 paise for this purpose. Now, I will speak about regulatory landscape in the industry outlook. Reserve Bank of India's recent initiative to strengthen supervision and standardize gold loan practices are steps we wholeheartedly welcome. We consider the new directions on core lending as an opportunity to partner with banks and other NBFCs. This direction will help our subsidiaries to originate the higher volume of gold loans in partnership with banks and others, including holding companies. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the trajectory of our gold loan business. With our responsible lending ethos, technology-driven efficiency, and customer-centric approach, we are well-positioned to capitalize the next phase of our industry expansion. Now, I request Mr. Deepak Reddy, CEO, to share his thoughts on his priorities.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you very much. A warm good evening to all of you, and thank you for participating in this call. I joined Manappuram Finance 3 months ago, and it's been a very intense period of learning, connecting with our employees, and understanding the company better. It has been a very interesting period for me, and it has further propelled my excitement with the opportunities and possibilities of the company in the coming years. I must, however, state that I still have a lot to learn. While you can expect me to give you a full strategic roadmap for the company and firm guidances around quarter 4 FY26 onwards, let me today give you some highlights on what I call my immediate priorities. Number one, as Chairman said, accelerating gold is a very key initiative. Even as we continue our path to being a truly diversified NBFC, a path which was started out many years ago and it's a fantastic strategy. Even as we do that, we have great opportunity to further accelerate our gold loan business and gold loan growth. We're implementing a lot of quick actions here, including strengthening our branch infrastructure, building on our digital journeys and to go paperless, introducing new best-in-class AI-based security systems at our branches, building on our digital acquisition channels and infrastructure, and leveraging co-lending opportunities. Priority two for me at this point of time is to follow a consolidate to grow strategy for our non-gold businesses within MAFL. As you will see in our results, we have to improve on our credit performance and profitability in a few of our non-gold businesses within MAFL. I'm not talking about the subsidiaries here, within MAFL. Towards this, we are working on, firstly, strengthening our collection infrastructure and support systems. A high-impact task force is being put behind the same. Two, we are introducing industry benchmark practices, policies, and controls for each individual product class, infusing specialized talent where required, improving our operational controls, and rationalize our geographic spread for individual product lines and bring in better cost optimization and efficiency. Priority three is priority three is on organizational effectiveness. The company today has a very strong and successful career that has been built up over the years. While building on the strengths of being simple, hardworking, and forward-focused, I hope to build on by making the company more agile and operating rigor-focused. Towards this, I am working on A, delivering operational hierarchies and process matrices. This, I believe, will result in quicker execution ability and teams working with more empowerment while also being held more accountable for outcomes. B, transforming our HR practices to enthuse the organization about our ongoing transformation. C, bring in a stronger grounds-up orientation in building our practices, processes, and planning exercises. Priority four, infuse talent is a key priority. We are in the process of onboarding a new group leadership team. This top quality team should start coming in from next month onwards and largely be in place by February-March 2026. While we will continue our focus of building on internal talent, which has been a key priority of the company over the years, we will also be bringing in external talent where required and in levels in the organization. Priority five, is to get ready for the medium to long term, even as my long-term strategy evolves. And as I said, the long-term strategy I will present by, around quarter four. But even as we get to them, two priorities we are kicking off, which are towards that is one, reviewing our technology architecture and platforms, and B, study new products that can be launched taking advantage of the fantastic branch network that the company has. Priority six is to further build on our subsidiaries. I'm very excited about the possibilities for our subsidiaries, including the housing finance company and microfinance company. We have strong plans for both, and we will work with respective companies to build on them and on executing. Asirvad is making good progress in stabilizing the business and putting in building blocks for strong future growth, and with industry benchmark practices. Emerging opportunities like co-lending will be further accelerated. Accelerating growth in our HFC is also a very key priority, and you may expect to hear more from us in the coming quarters. Lastly, before I end, I commit to transparent and metric-driven communication, risk prudence, as our chairman said, and on leveraging emerging opportunities with agility. You will hear more from me on our performances and strategy in the ensuing quarters. Thank you all very much. And I must say, I'm very excited and looking forward to interacting with as many of you as I can, getting your guidances and working with you. I'm very, very excited about the future of the company. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. For Q2 FY26, we continue to deliver steady financial performance, reflecting our focus on strengthening the gold loan business while calibrating the growth in non-gold segments to address the collection challenges. The consolidated profit after tax excluding Ashirvad was ₹385 crore, which was down by 4.1%, mainly on account of increased provision for the vehicle finance business. Asset quality remains more or less same, 2.97% GNPA versus 2.96. Our borrowing mix remains well diversified during the quarter. We were able to raise $200 million through syndicated ECB route from Taiwan and Sri Lankan banks. We continue to have a strong liquidity pipeline. Standalone borrowing cost has gone down by 12 basis points during the quarter. The main gold loan business, we have seen a customer addition of 3.09 lakh and average LTV remains at 56%. OGL at 87% of total gold loan book. Standalone PAT was ₹376 crore. And the interest accrued as on 30 September stands at 2.8%. Coming to vehicle finance, because of the higher delinquency, the business disbursement was slow during the quarter. The focus is more on collection, and we have increased the provision coverage on vehicle finance to 24%. Strong efforts are underway to enhance the controls across the business. Loan to MSME at ₹3,159 crore, with a quarterly disbursement of ₹354 crore. GNPA at 5%, which is less than the previous quarter. Home loan, total AUM of ₹1,900 crore, which is stable Q1Q and up by 12.3% YOY. Capital position strong at 28% CRAR and the net worth at ₹12,712 crore. We have supported the subsidiary with an infusion of 500 crore in Q1 to improve the resilience of the balance sheet. For the remainder of FY26, our approach will remain quality focused through increased growth in gold loan, secured non-gold products and gold loan co-lending with other NBFCs including our subsidiaries, and to improve the performance of non-gold loan vertical on a sustained basis. Thank you. We can now go for the Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rajiv Mehta from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is, what is, management's assessment of this, strategy of lowering rates in gold loans? And how is that kind of improving your growth? Because when I look at the matrix of number of customers, even tonnage, tonnage at least should have improved because you are offering lower rates to high ticket customers. So tonnage should have improved better than customer growth, but that is not happening. And even the new customer addition remains, lower Q1Q. So while we have reduced the rates, so much, but there's no revival in terms of customer growth or the overall, tonnage growth. So what is our assessment of this strategy? Because we've already kind of reduced the rate by, about 250 basis points as per the E of the portfolio.
So, policy is to align the interest rate with the top players in the NBFC sector. So, this ensures sustenance of the business. So, our rate is more or less similar to the top players now. Regarding tonnage growth, if the tonnage growth was there, our growth would have been even better. Now, as already told, the average LTV remains around 56%. A new customer addition is happening, but mostly on higher tickets. The good part is now with the rates down, new higher ticket customers are also getting attracted. So we hope with a strategy of reducing interest rates, improving the branch infrastructure, technology, etc., etc., we will be able to have a growth for branch growth similar to peers in the times to come.
So, sir, as per the prevailing rates being offered to customer segments and the likely mix towards higher tonnage and high ticket customers that we would see, where does our gold loan portfolio in settle finally? I think it's already come down to 19.7. What is the destination? I mean, should it come down to what, 18.5? That's where the larger peers are operating.
What we target is whether we are able to achieve the net profit the same as same or more as we have budgeted, and we have achieved that. We'll continue to go ahead from our budget with regard to gold loan profitability. So we hope would grow this year. So even though the rate has been reduced similar and made similar to the market, we expect our profitability on gold loan will not go down, it will only go up. Please note that this ensures business sustainability in the era of competition.
And sir, on vehicle finance and MSME, I mean, there is again a steep drop in terms of number of customers on Q2 basis. It will be a combination of some write-offs and maybe you're not adding clients, you're not doing much business, new business here. But then what is the, overall thought process about these two products? I mean, how long would it take for these products to also, come back to growth? Maybe 2 quarters, 4 quarters, what is the, thought process here?
So we were re-strategizing. So we have seen some segments creating problem challenges in collection, like farm equipment. Then in some areas, in two-wheelers. In some states, the services and car also have faced challenges of in collection. So we have re-strategized everything. We have focused more on collection. So it is stabilizing. Mr. Deepak has said, we are setting up a strong team for collection also. Along with that, we are strengthening our underwriting team also, and also field team also. So we hope in a few quarters from now, it will show a decent growth. So similar is the case with vehicle finance. The challenge there is our average ticket size was hovering around 5 lakhs, where the collateral, even in the event of repossession through SARFAESI, found very difficult to be sold. So we have exited from that area and focusing more around 8 to 15 lakhs ticket size. So this way we have re-strategized our business. So the slowly yielding result. So it is improving. So in 1 or 2 quarters, we are sure that the momentum will be picked up.
Thank you, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piran Engineer from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my questions and congratulations, Mr. Reddy, on this new role. Just wanted to understand, when we are cutting our gold loan yields, is it done like across all slabs and across all products? Or are we, cutting in, let's say, just the higher ticket product by a larger amount to attract more customers while keeping some slabs unchanged?
So we have looked at the rates offered by the top players, and we have rationalized the progression in the rate of interest from the third month to the fourth month, etc. So we made all these very customer friendly. So we are with this, we are able to attract large ticket customers, as I have already told. So the results will be seen during the next quarter, also third quarter, also you will see a very good impact of that. So the interest rate changes have been done. Across all classes to match with the markets. So, of course, higher tickets, reduction the rate is higher.
Okay, and sir, now the matching with the competitors like Muthoot and all is done, or do we have still some more room to go in terms of matching the rate?
Now we feel like currently our rate is one of the lowest in the NBFC industry as far as gold loan is concerned. And I can assure you, we will definitely meet up with the profitability with the volume growth.
Okay, understood, sir. And sir, secondly, on gold loans, how have we changed our incremental LTVs in the last 3 months?
So we have a policy, especially all the large gold loan NBFCs follow a rate which is within the regulatory guidelines. So the LTV we take based on it trailing 30-day average. And we follow the guidelines assess the market rate, to get the market rate as per the regulatory guidelines. So we do everything within the regulatory guidelines.
No. So of course, I'm sure you'll do it within the regulations, but I meant now for lower ticket loans, LTV can go up to 85. Earlier it was 75. So where have we gone to? Have we gone to 80, 82 or 78? That's what I meant.
No, we have not made any changes so far. We have time till 1st of April 2026. So we are we will go with the leading marketplace. So the strategy is yet to be worked out.
Understood. And just last question for Bindu, just how should we think about incremental cost of funds or just the trajectory in cost of funds over the next 2-3 quarters?
This quarter we have seen a 12 basis points reduction, and we expect the momentum to continue at least for the next 2 quarters. As we are seeing a higher growth for gold loan business, of course, I think the borrowings will be more on the reasoned pricing, which I think will help us to reduce the cost of growth.
So similar 12 bps per quarter run rate we can expect?
Yeah.
Understood. Okay. That answers my questions. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shreya Shivani from Numera. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I have 3 questions. First one is on the MFI Asirvad book. If you can help us understand the trend on stage 3, which had sort of gone down and then has slightly started inching up, or the GNPA that you can see. If you can give some more color around how has the trend been over there. My second book is on the vehicle book. Can you help us understand which sub-segments or geographies or areas are the places where we are seeing some stress, or you know, has there been some turnaround in the past 2 months, September and October? Those are my two questions. My third question is from Mr. Reddy. You've highlighted a lot of strategies on how you plan to move things around as you go ahead. One of the things that we wanted to understand was, what do you think would be the first and most critical thing that you'd be moving along with, and that you feel could be would really trigger every other change to follow in your transformation that you're planning to carry out? Thank you.
The third point, I will answer first, then the rest I will leave to Bindu. So the third point, our strategy, we have already highlighted the opening remarks. We are planning to grow gold loan aggressively. We plan to do that through co-lending in our subsidiaries also, so that the branch network can be effectively utilized. So that is going to be very important for us, co-lending, through co-lending, growing the gold loan portfolio. So we see good opportunity for gold loan growth, because now for the unsecured loans, availability has been very much reduced. So this gives a lot of opportunity, and also the awareness being created in gold loan that is increasing. Even though more players are coming in, this definitely increases awareness that India has a great opportunity. As per the recent observation from some policymakers, India has around 34,000 tons of gold, which is valued around $2.5 trillion. So the culture of availing gold loan is slowly increasing. So and also shift from unorganized sector also is happening more rapidly than the past. So the focus, first focus, immediate focus, will be to grow gold loan portfolio through the direct as well as through co-lending. So we will start this without much delay, most probably during the first week of next month. The other priorities, already the CEO Deepak Reddy has already mentioned what is going to be the strategy of other non-gold portfolios going forward. So he already told that he will be with that about his plan. In another couple of months' time, especially in the next investor panel, he will be able to tell that more. But I can definitely tell this non-gold also, we want to grow in a healthy manner.
Sure, sir.
On the MFI business, we have given the details, page number 25. Were out of on-book AUM of 4,097 crore, almost 4,100 crore in the stage one bucket. And if you see the other buckets also, the volume has come down substantially. So the further slippage, because most of these borrowers serviced the EMI for last 1 year, and the probability of default will be very less from this category of customers, because the reason disbursements will have when we had the chassis and business order. So that way we expect the losses to come down further, and Q4 at least I think we should see the financials as green. On vehicle finance business, as we have seen some of the segments like two-wheeler and farm equipments, which alone not able to show profits, and we have done consolidation, and in that process, I think the disturbances were slightly higher in this quarter. So once it is settled down, and we will have more stronger collection team so that I think that business will also see an improvement in the collections.
Got it. So on the vehicle bit, you're saying which other segments are coming in which will stabilize the two-wheeler and farm? Sorry, I didn't understand that.
Yeah, so the farm equipments and two-wheeler, we have seen a higher delinquency, which we merged with the commercial vehicle finance business. Of course, I think if we do a merger, immediate disturbance will be there. That is the reason we have seen a higher impact in this quarter.
Got it. Understood. And just to follow up on the MFI piece also, what I was trying to understand was there were certain media commentary or which sort of mentioned that while the asset quality trends on ground has been improving, but the liquidity crunch that probably the industry faces right now could stall the improvement that's happening on ground or maybe even worsen it. So I just wanted some color from you. Are we seeing any reversal in the, I mean, are we seeing that, you know, improvement has sort of plateaued or in fact the improvement has stopped? Has something like that started happening on the ground? Just wanted some color around this media commentary that came up.
See, on the ground, the old book, which is mostly run down, and the customers, whoever serviced, I think last 1 year, etc., we are not expecting further slippage for those customers. And for the new book, we have ensured all guardrail is strictly implemented, and we put a lot of controls in the underwriting. Though the disbursement is slow, whatever book we disbursed in the last 5-6 months, showing very good asset quality. So that is our comfort. And the last 1 year, our disbursement is only around 1,000 crore, which we are closely monitoring. And individual, I think the branches or the senders, based on that only we have done the disbursement. Wherever we have seen stress, we stopped the disbursement in those senders also. So I think with this, we are able to see a better, we will be able to see a better outcome in the coming quarters. Liquidity, see, of course, I think the sector is going through a difficult phase. That is the reason from the parent we have given 500 crore equity. See, as it is almost 100% a subsidiary of Manappuram, they are able to get sanctions. And so far, they are mostly managed by themselves only.
And they have a large amount of gold loan.
Yeah.
Where getting funding is not difficult.
Yeah.
Got it.
And we are planning co-lending also, where our Asirvad's participation could be 10 to 20%.
All right. Understood, sir. Thank you so much. This was very useful and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shripal Doshi from Equirus. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. My question was pertaining to MFI business again. So, as a thought process, do we plan to invest more in this franchise and support the overall capital structure and also, you know, for the growth of the franchise?
So we want to grow that business healthy. So we have enforced strict guardrails without any compromise. So what we have seen is post our cease and desist order, after our restarting from February onwards, we see the collection as high as 99.83%. So that will be continued, and as I said, we'll have more focus on gold loan. Whatever can be carried in its books will be carried in its books. And whenever we see strain in maintaining qualifying assets, that portion will be done through co-lending. That is good to the policy. So we are not very aggressive as far as the MFI business is concerned. we will show, definitely show conservatism with regard to our lending, so that in future we feel like our asset quality will be maintained at a high, very high level.
Got it, sir. Second question was pertaining to gold business, since you highlighted that that is our focus area also at standalone entity level as well as at I think Ashirvad level. So, but there are lots of players entering this landscape with, say, larger network than ours as well as better cost of fund as well. So with that, do we, what sort of challenges do we see, especially on the, let's say, employee attrition side as well as on the operational side? So what sort of strategies are we building to contain such issues on attrition, especially employee attrition at ground level?
See, in gold loan, you asked about gold loan.
Right.
In gold loan, whether in Ashirvad or in Manappuram Finance, the attrition level is more or less the same, at a comfortable level. And you have adequate human resource to take care of any, take care of whatever is the attrition. So regarding the borrowing rates, in gold loan, we will be able to bring down, we are already able to bring down the cost of borrowing there. Because one major reason is the parent has good banking relations with almost all banks. So that comfort is there for the lenders. So the pricing in the borrowing is not as high as the borrowing for the other MFIs. So it is much lower than that, particularly for gold loan. So about competition you asked, you can see the Ashirvad also has grown almost at the same rate. We had a cease and desist order which led to the book shrinking by 1/3. In spite of that, we have covered that. In the coming quarters, we expect good growth in gold loan with high asset quality. So that portfolio will be built through for lending also.
The next question is from the line of Shweta Daptardar. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So two questions. Sir, because you emphatically mentioned that gold loan business will consider profitability as its key factor going forward. But we look if you look at the current scheme of things, so today gold price is largely supportive of volume growth. So you can have the liberty of tweaking the rates. But if I look at the whole modus operandi, the customers have not moved much. Number of customer additions have not moved much. Our branch count has remained static. So what gives you confidence that when the gold price is sort of is not supportive, so on sustainable basis, what gives you confidence that this business will continue to look higher both on growth and profitability? So that's my first question.
So, you will see the growth rate similar to the leading players in the industry. This quarter also, I believe that they are able to grow at the same rates, similar to the leading gold loan NBFCs in gold loan. So the rate has been brought down. The larger ticket size are increasing with the reduction in interest rate. The interest from larger tickets that is increasing. There is some slowdown in small tickets up to 1 lakh, etc. So, but that is the reason for the reduction in the number of customers. But so that could be fully met from the articles. So your question on for the gold price and growth. Yes, gold price, higher gold price is definitely an advantage. But at the same time, I can say that even at a lower price, the much more lower than the current level, the leading gold loan companies have shown a growth of around 25-30%. So we were also growing at around 15-18%. So even at a lower price, we hope that we are targeting a CAGR of 20-25%. Even if the price gold price pulls down 20-25% in the next quarters.
Right. That's well understood, sir. Sir, second question is on shift of ticket sizes only. Sir, correct me if I'm wrong. So I thought that with dilution of RBI norms, which are slightly more supportive of smaller ticket size, where LTVs have been now raised to 85% odd levels. So I thought that it will become much easier to incrementally grab customers in the smaller ticket segment, especially given the kind of brand value and history we carry. So why the need to shift to higher ticket size and then take a hit on yields in the first place?
See, the new LTV regime is inclusive of interest for the period for which the loan has been granted. So we can definitely bring down the loan tenure. In the past, we were lending for 3 months or 6 months, etc. But at the same time, we have to be risk conscious about the price fluctuation. So we will remain conservative in that. So at the same time, from our level, with the changes in the interest rate, etc., we are confident that whatever I have said, 20-25% CAGR can be maintained in gold loan in the coming years also.
That's very helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riddhesh Gandhi from Discovery Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. You know, just wanted to understand internally, given the introduction of the new CEO in the company, how the equation will work between the MD and the CEO.
So we have the plan to induct him as the MD and CEO once the Bain transaction approval is received. So we hope that will be through in another 1 month. So then as the MD and CEO, he will have the full right to control over the company.
And Mr. Gandhi, if I can add to that on your question of working together, we already work extremely well and it's going to continue. I don't think there's anything we have to read between the lines there.
I understood. That's helpful. And, you know, the only other question I had for you, Mr. Reddy, is in terms of just as you come in, you know, if you could just highlight some of the things that have kind of maybe positively surprised you and some of the things which do potentially have a negativity surprised you as you sort of entered the company.
So, Mr. Gandhi, when I shared with you this, you know, the six priorities that we have, I think I covered areas of opportunity and areas where we have to improve. I must say I'm extremely happy with the orientation of people in the company, the sincerity of people in the company, the branch network we have, lot of our capabilities that we have built in here. It's refreshing, and I'm extremely pleased on that. There are some areas like
which we have to improve, and that will always be, let me say, even after 3 years there will be areas to improve, even after 10 years there will be areas to improve. But then we do have areas to improve, and some of my key focus areas I told you are, you know, relating to, you know, in elements of operating rigor, in elements of, HR practices and culture and making it more agile. Those are things which we are working on. And I've laid out what I call priorities. I'm not calling them strategies at this point of time. The strategic roadmap will be laid out to come. The companies, the infrastructures that have been created are wonderful to be a part of. And as I said, that there's great opportunity. I mean, the platform is set. It is for the management team to deliver exponentially on the platform.
All right. Thank you. That's all from me right now. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritika Dua from Bandhan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you. Some of my questions might be repetitive because my line dropped in between. Sir, one is on the deal that you were just answering in the previous question. So you will get some clarity in the next, I mean, you'll get expecting the approval in the next 1 month. Sir, further to that, could you also highlight that, you know, obviously, you know, on the eventual stake, you know, where is the status also on the open offer? So that's one. Secondly, on the standalone ROEs, obviously, you had shared that the view that you have taken on, reducing the yields. So, where is the, you know, ROEs on the standalone expected to really settle? So, are we largely done with our yield correction? That's question two. And question three is actually on the vehicle GNPA. So, if you could even highlight, like, what's the reason for the consistent rise there on the vehicle book? So, these are my three, and I'll maybe come back in the queue.
So, Bain transaction, whatever queries raised, we have satisfactorily answered. Bain people also have satisfactorily answered. And so, it is in the final lap. So, the about open offer, so the price has gone up. So the issue price to them was around, it was at 236 rupees. Now it is over 270 rupees. And so whatever is coming up in the open offer may be limited. So the primary, they are getting 9% this year, and 9% as fully convertible warrants, which can be converted in another 18 months time. So, when that also is getting converted, they will get around 18% through open offer, whatever they can get is anybody's guess. Is the price ruling much higher than the offer price. So, regarding ROE, vehicle GNPA, these questions you can answer.
So the standalone ROE with the reduction in NIM dropped to around 12% level. But the yield mostly done, if you see the other players in the market, we are almost, our price will be the lowest in the industry. So the price correction mostly done, but at the same time, gold loan profitability has not impacted. During this quarter also, if you see the gold loan profitability has gone up, it is higher than budgeted. Only because of the stress in vehicle finance, the ROE dropped. Otherwise, the gold loan ROE, all those numbers remains the level where it was. Vehicle finance, one reason is as we spoke.
Ma'am, sorry to interrupt here. If at all I'm looking at slide number 15, would that be the gold loan numbers only on the ROA, or this is inclusive of other?
This is the slide 15. It is the standalone.
Okay. So you're saying that X of the vehicle issue, the where is the gold loan ROA today after the price correction?
Yeah, so the gold loan ROA is around, ROA is 6%.
Okay. And this number may be before the price correction was?
Yeah, this is, it was 6 to 6.5 after the reduction in yield. In the past, when we were getting 24% yield, it was in the range of 8%. Because almost 100 basis points reduction we got in the OPEX to AEM. Our per branch AEM, which used to be around 5.5 crore, now it is over 8 crore now. So we were able to get, that is what we are trying to achieve. So the operational efficiency will be better through high per branch AEM. So that will protect the gold loan profitability. And is it clear, Pratika?
Yes, ma'am. Please, yes, ma'am. Please.
Okay. Okay. On the vehicle finance, the NPA numbers looks high. One reason is the last 6 months the disbursement is slow. Then it will be more reflecting on the residual book. And on top of that, the inefficient, like the vehicle, the farm equipment, two-wheeler, etc., we merged with other verticals. So that also resulted into a higher NPA. And the vehicle reposition in large number will take time. And we are giving some time for the borrowers because we are seeing stress because of increased cost and all these climatic conditions, etc., resulted into a delinquency. So we are also giving some time to the borrowers to service the EMI. But if it is not coming up, every right to repossess, sell, and we can clear the NPA. But the priority is to give time to the borrowers to service the EMI even with a delay.
Ma'am, if I could just squeeze in one last question.
Yes.
Ma'am, just on the then on the vehicle bit, are we largely done on the provisioning? That's one. And what have we guided on the MFI piece in terms of credit cost? Because I still see the stage 3 at about, I think I saw the number about, it's a reasonable absolute number too. So what have we guided on credit cost for vehicle and also on the MFI piece? Thank you.
So credit cost, see, mostly the provisions done, that is the reason we have created a higher provision coverage during the quarter. So vehicle finance, at the same time, I think we have to closely monitor because the changes in collection, etc., we have to closely monitor. But in the case of MFI, if you see in page 25, the stage 3 is only 235 crore, of which almost 73% is provided. And the current book is almost 4,100 crore, which was servicing for last 1 year. The probability of default is less. So we will see less slippages in the coming months.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm done.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhaskar Basu from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just had two questions. One clarificatory. So if you look at the standalone net yields, it's still at around 19.5. Just wanted to sense, what is the gold loan yield here?
So it is 19.7.
So if you compare with the industry players, most of them are in the 17 to 18.5 kind of range. So you're still above the industry level. So do we really see some stabilization here, or we see more cuts here? Because you're still
We expect that to be somewhere around 18.5, similar to the industry. But we will be able to protect our margin because our margin and borrowing cost is coming down. Okay. And we, they are expecting good growth, better growth in this quarter and coming quarters. And also, OPEX to AEM, also the consequent to per branch AUM growth, the reduction in OPEX is also expected. So even if it is 18.5%, we don't expect a reduction in NIM. The banks are resetting their rates when it is renewed, etc. So we don't have a discomfort of the reduction in NIM, even though the rate may go down by another 50 to 100 basis points. That will be covered with the borrowing cost reduction and also the OPEX to AUM reduction.
So just to kind of clarify this, so essentially you are saying that yields may go down by about 100 basis and you will offset that by lower cost of fund and lower OPEX. Is that understanding right?
Yeah. We are closely monitoring our NIM.
Okay, so you kind of maintain NIMs even though yields kind of go down from here. Yeah, that's, yeah, I think, yeah, what you're trying to say. The second question is, how many gold loan branches do you have right now in Ashirwad at this point?
520 now. So gradually, the number of gold loan branches will go up. With collect, when we start collecting with the banks and HDFCs, including the parent in full swing.
Right. So once you hit that 1,000 branch mark, do you really have any advantage of growing branches in Ashirwad, or there will still be some advantage? Because, I mean, if you need approvals for...
So this approval is needed only if the company is classified as a gold loan NBFC. See, this gold loan growth is through co-lending. So even though if we co-lend with the banks, our profitability will improve in comparison with the volume in our books. But AEM will go up, including bank AEM.
No, I understand the co-lending bit, but basically just on the distribution part, what I wanted to understand is, like, beyond 1,000 branches in MFI, you don't need to get an approval for further expansion.
So
you can expand.
We'll have a need-based increase in the network of branches. But the restriction of 1,000 branches, if that is in your mind, that restriction is not available for the non-gold companies.
Understood. So basically there's no approvals needed if you kind of go beyond 1,000 in the MFI business.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. That answers my question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit yourselves to one question per participant. Should you need any follow-up question, you may rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Given our commentary around asset quality slippage on the MFI and vehicle both, the kind of provisions we have done, the incremental stress that we see, is it fair to assume that, I mean, we'll be ramping up disbursements going forward? I'm sure slowly and carefully, but is it fair to assume that, I mean, the kind of degrowth that we were seeing is now past us, and first in disbursement and eventually in book we should start seeing growth?
So we are not in a hurry. It will be done in a calibrated manner, with an intent to maintain high quality. So better underwriting rules will be maintained. In the MFI, we are strictly following the guardrails set by both the SROs. So from February onwards, we are seeing very good asset quality. So we are not in a hurry to grow the book just for the sake of growing, but maintain your highest asset quality, that will be the priority.
Correct. So in terms of incremental, we still don't find that comfort enough to kind of accelerate. I mean, we being careful, I think, was always assumed, and we have always done that. So,
Yeah, see, we are tightening our underwriting and ramping up our collection efficiency. So, as Mr. Deepak Reddy has said, we are reworking on the incentive programs for dispersal collection, etc., to improve upon the growth of these businesses also. And
Thank you.
technology, etc., can also help. May not be needed, but we are looking forward for improving the asset quality using the various better technology platforms also, which will support us in our improving our auto underwriting.
Fair enough. Sure. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. A kind reminder to all these participants, please restrict yourselves to one question only. The next question is from the participant, Prithviraj Patil from Invest. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question was, what is the gold option figure for the second quarter?
229. 229 crore.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is, are we looking at simplifying the corporate structure that we have? Because I see that there is a cost of funds difference between the Asirvad entity and the holding company, Manappuram Finance. So there's a cost of funds difference, and there's also one notch rating difference there. So are we looking at simplifying the corporate structure going ahead? Because there's also overlap of products here.
At this point of time, that is not a big thing.
So already Deepak has laid out the program ahead. So we'll definitely plan.
Okay, thank you. And if you could just give a sense of what's the difference between the gold loan customer at Asirvad and at Manappuram Finance?
Similar profile.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the participant, Gaurav, from Capital Farming Consultants. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I hope I am audible.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. So my question is to Mr. Reddy. Like he said, that he's quite excited. We, as an analyst as well as shareholder, we are also equally excited to see the transformation that is expected in Manappuram, right? So my question is, considering all the activities that we are planning to do, right from the HR to the operation, right, and many other things, where do we see our consolidated AUM, let's say, by December 2028, that is 3 years from now, or by December 2030, that is 5 years from now? And how that AUM is going to be funded, right? We are expecting fresh additional capital from Bain, maybe 1 year, maybe one quarter or two quarters down the line, depending on how they convert their warrant and when they convert, right? And assuming our capital adequacy ratio is somewhere around 30%, some basis points here and there, but more or less near about 30%, right? So how this growth is going to be funded? Further equity dilution, or it is going to be by further leverage? This is my question. Thanks.
Mr. Gaurav, thank you for your question. As I stated earlier, I request your time and patience for another quarter or two before I lay out the strategic roadmap. I mean, that is work in plan right now. I mean, work in progress with the management team. I, of course, will have to take it to my board before I come and share it at investor call. So that's one. Two, we are very highly capitalized as a company. Already close to 30%. Once the new promoters' money come in, we'll be much higher at close to 39-40%. We are well capitalized, and as we go forward, that opportunities we'll create. But you want a specific answer, exact answer on this, and on our plans, like let's say where will I AUM be? I can give you off the cuff remark, but I don't want to do that right now. You have a very rounded strategic plan from me, which will cover all aspects rather than just giving you one top line number. Request your patience, please, for another couple of quarters.
Thank you very much. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please restrict yourself to one question only. The next question is from the participant of Shubhranshu Mishra from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Now, can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
You are audible.
Right. So, just want to check what is the accrued interest in this particular quarter, and what is the AUM split, less than 1 lakh, 1 to 3 and more than 3. And just one observation on Asirvad MFI. In the last 4 quarters, which is including the second quarter, the amount of losses is more than the profit, cumulative profit that we have earned in the previous 38 quarters. So, are we serious about running MFI business, or we want to sell it off to a decent investor? So, these are the two questions. Thanks.
So, we don't have any plan to sell off Asirvad. So, we are very confident of running the business with good asset quality, both in the MFI as well as gold loan. So that will definitely help to improve the consolidated profitability, our long range plans, etc. in diversification. So there is no intention to sell it off.
Yeah.
Right. And the data.
Yeah, 2.8% is the interest accrued. And
it is up to 1,33%, 1 to 2 lakh 21, 2 to 3 lakh 12%, above 3 lakh 30%.
I didn't hear it. Can you say that? Your voice is muffled. Say that again.
So 1,33,000.
Gold onwards.
Yes. Up to 1,33%, 1 to 2 lakh 21, 2 to 3 lakh 12%, and above 5 lakh 35%.
Sure. If you can also give me the weighted average LTV in rupees.
56% of current rate.
9790 is the rate.
9790
already gold rate.
Yeah. Can you say that again?
9792. 5480.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand over the conference over to the management for closing remarks.
So, thank you so much. We hope we have answered your questions to your satisfaction. And more information, you can contact CFO Bidu if anybody needs more analytical data. Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited and Manappuram Finance, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.